اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
What's our origin? We are not our own makers. We have not come into existence through some accident of evolution. In the beginning, Allah created man. Although we do not know exactly how He did this, we are certain of the fact. We know also that at the time of conception in our mother's womb, Allah created our immortal souls. We come from Allah. Further, we depend on Him for our existence at every moment. Our dependence is so complete that if Allah did not constantly sustain us, we would simply cease to exist. It's easy to forget our dependence on God in this modern man-made world. Yet experience tells us that whenever we come face to face with the stark realities of suffering, sorrow, and death, we quickly realize our helplessness and our weakness. We are all in the hands of Allah. He has breathed an immortal soul into each of us. He has fashioned our human nature according to His divine plan. Even we try, we cannot undo this basic dependence upon Him. Further, the God who created us is infinitely wise and infinitely good. He must have made us for a purpose. This purpose is our happiness with Him, because He has fashioned our hearts with a desire for infinite happiness. We can find fulfillment and peace only in Him. All other things which give us happiness are reflections of His goodness and purity. They are meant to lead us to Him. Our human loves, wonderful as they may seem, are short-lived and shallow unless they are rooted in Him. What's our nature? We are composed of body and soul. We have a body and soul. Our body is a marvelously durable yet delicately constructed physical system capable of life and a definite cycle of growth. Our soul is immaterial or spiritual. This means that it's intrinsically independent of matter, although it's united to the body to form a unit. Hence, we possess both material and spiritual elements in our being. When we act, however, we act as a unit. This is to say, we never act as a mere animal or as a poor street. In our conscious activity, we always act as a human person, that's as a being composed of body and soul. Thus, it's not our mind that thinks. It's we who think. It's not our body that feels. It's we who feel. This fact must be emphasized because there are many confused people who seem to believe that some human activities, such as reproduction, involve merely animal or carnal acts. We have an intellect. This means we are conscious of our ability to understand, to form judgments, and to draw conclusions. As a unity of body and soul, we are in contact with the world about us through the sense organs of touch, sight, taste, smell, and hearing. At the same time, we can communicate with others through language. In short, we know from experience that we have the power to gain knowledge, to form ideas, to make judgments about reality, and to see the connection between cause and effect and between means and goals. We have free will. This means that we are conscious of our ability to make free choices in our acts. For example, we can choose to act or not to act. If we choose to act, we can select different purposes and different means to achieve them. Free will does not imply that we act without motive. It does not imply that all our acts are free. Since we are creatures of habit and impulse, there may be few acts which are fully free in our routine daily lives. Nevertheless, we have the ability to make free choices. Because we have an intellect and free will, we differ essentially from the highest form of brute life in the animal world. We are animals, but we are rational animals. Mere animals cannot think or will.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.